a cut.
Yeah, another name.
Or a ditch. Mm-hmm. Or a canal. If it was larger, it would be, we would call it then a canal. In the Hastings area.
Yeah.
Not only did the ditches dump into other ditches, but they ran into canals that had been dug. And that far inland, in a few spots, they ran into huge clam shells and others, artifacts that proved that at one time that area of Florida was underwater, under salt water. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep or and 10 feet across.
We would call it a creek.
Creek? Have you ever heard the term gully?
Not in this country.
Really?
In the mountainous country, but...
Okay,
we just call it a creek.
Okay.
A creek was the name that
right.
that the older timers called it, and we were corrected to creek, but I understand that creek was the correct word because Battle Creek, Michigan.
Right, okay. What would you call a very small rise in the land?
A high rise. Where a high rise.
Okay.
A hogback in a marsh, salt marsh area where there is a strip of land, a peninsula, coming down from a larger tract, we call a hogback of land.
Okay, how about a small elevation, like a sloping?
A mound, not a hummock. We don't use the word hummock or hill.
Okay.
It's just a mound.
Okay, fine. That's what I was getting at. What would you call a hill that was very, very large?
I think we would call it hill.
But I mean,
mound.
Mound
again.
Like something that you would find in Appalachian country.
A mountain.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And maybe the rocky side of a mountain that will drop off sharply.
Cliff.
Okay, up in the mountains where the road would go across in a low place, you'd call a... You ever heard the term notch?
Notch.
Yeah.
I've heard the term notch, yes, where two mountain peaks.
Uh-huh. Right.
In the bottom, the valley of the bottom would be a notch or a gap. Cumberland Gap, Tennessee, is an example. And incidentally, Daniel Boone, who went through Cumberland Gap to found Kentucky, in 1765, 2 years after the British came in possession of Florida, Daniel Boone and seven companions left Yadkin Valley, North Carolina, where the Boone family had settled after migrating from Pennsylvania. He and seven companions on horseback traveled the Indian trails to St. Augustine and south of St. Augustine, possibly to the vicinity of Matanzas Inlet in present-day Marineland, in the hopes of finding this fabulous land of Florida that they could settle in. And from St. Augustine, he went near Pensacola and back to St. Augustine, back to Yadkin Valley, completely dissatisfied, having come down in the fall of the year when we had our hottest weather and the most insects. We know how he suffered. But this was 9 years before he went through Cumberland Gap.
Okay, let me ask you another technical term. What would you call a place where a large amount of water would fall a long distance?
A waterfall?
Have you ever heard it called anything else